L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Welcoming back from his long tour, Anatole Levin, the director of the Eurasia Project at the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. And he's very generous to come here to make remarks about the breaking news in these last 24 hours. From the Financial Times, this is London. Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin to meet in coming days, says the Kremlin. Subhead, Russian leader points to UAE as, quote, perfectly suitable place, end quote, to host in-person meeting with the U.S. president. And there is the additional detail offered by the news that at some point in this meeting, Mr. Zelensky might be permitted in the room. It's not clear. In any event, this is about Ukraine, although there are other matters having to do with trade. Anatole, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. The sudden wish of Vladimir Putin to meet with Donald Trump and vice versa appears to be orchestrated. For example, Mr. Witkoff, the representative of Mr. Trump, went specially to the Kremlin, was greeted generously and with a big smile on his face by Vladimir Putin. And following that came this invitation to meet in a neutral site. The puzzle here is, what is the ambition of the Kremlin? Mr. Putin has made remarks in the past that were considered maximalist. However, I note in these last days there's been some change in direction about what the Kremlin will accept as victory. Good evening to you.
Hello, John. Yes, well, there has been, it's only an indication, not a formal statement yet, but it seems possible that Russia will drop its demand that Ukraine withdraw from those areas, those big areas of the four provinces Russia claims to have annexed that Ukraine still occupies. Now, if Russia is prepared to drop that demand and agree to a ceasefire along the existing battle lines, that would remove a really major obstacle to peace, because no Ukrainian government can possibly abandon voluntarily additional territory. So that would be a major step forward. But what Russia will still demand is that the Ukrainians write neutrality back into their constitution. And they will ask for some kind of guarantee from the US, NATO, that NATO will withdraw its offer of membership to NATO to Ukraine. Now we'll have to see whether Trump would be willing to go along with that. Trump has said that Ukraine will not be in NATO, but he's going to have to make some formal statement to that effect and be willing to demand it from NATO if we are to move towards peace. And of course, it's not at all clear that Zelensky could get the Ukrainian parliament to agree to restore the Ukrainian constitutional provision for neutrality. So things are moving, but how far, we don't know. One thing which seems possible is that Putin will not agree to an unconditional ceasefire, because then Russia's leverage will be gone. He will say that a ceasefire will only come into effect, when an agreement does. But there have been suggestions that Russia might propose an end to long-range strikes by both sides. In other words, that that Russia would stop attacking targets in Ukrainian cities. And since that is something that Trump has very much criticized Putin for, Trump would be able to claim that as a really important diplomatic success for him. And of course, Trump's desire to gain a diplomatic success is also crucial to this whole process.
There's another deadline from the president. I lose track of them, and I'm not sure whether this is a tariff deadline or a war deadline. But in any event, Mr. Trump is clearly in a position to make major trades here. Do you believe that sanctions is part of the ambition of the Kremlin to get the sanctions lifted, even with these conditions about the ceasefire?
Oh, undoubtedly, yes. Putin will want sanctions lifted. But of course, many of the key sanctions come from the European Union.
Yes.
Trump would have to be prepared to put serious pressure on Europe over that. And then there are the announced U.S. sanctions against India. I mean, my view is that while, you know, these obviously threaten Russia, they also dreadfully threaten a key U.S. relationship in Asia with India. And I think that people even within the Trump administration would be very, very glad of an opportunity not to impose those sanctions.
The Russians want the sanctions lifted. The Russians want the territory they now hold, including Crimea. Do the Russians also insist going forward about a denazification? It was never clear to me what that meant, other than pointing to the past as a story. But are we looking at the Russians being more accommodating in a post-ceasefire moment?
Possibly. As you say, the Russians have never actually defined what that means. I mean, any more than they have defined in detail what they mean by demilitarization of Ukraine. That's the other huge question. Because if the Russians are prepared, for example, to say that that only means no long-range missiles and no modern fighter jets, that I think is possible, if only because, it's quite possible to create really strong defenses for Ukraine without them. But if Russia is demanding much deeper demilitarization, which would basically render Ukraine defenseless, well, that obviously is completely out of the question. So we will have to see just how much Russia is prepared to compromise on if it gets what it wants on what it would see as the key issues of no NATO membership.
I'm looking at the frame of this conversation between the two presidents. Because in our experience of the 20th century Cold War, it was always important to see every moving part, not just the two principles. There are suggestions from the Kremlin that the place to meet, have this meeting is in the UAE. Does that mean anything, that the UAE is accommodating to Russia?
Well, I think, what it shows is that, many countries in the Middle East and indeed around the world are very anxious for this war to end. They regard it as highly destabilizing. The UAE and the Gulf states have always had a good relationship with Russia and of course, an alliance with the United States. India is extremely anxious for the war to end. And China, while it certainly does not wish to see Russia defeated, has never shown enthusiasm for complete Russian victory either. China regards the volatility of oil prices as a serious concern. So I think, the UAE is also channeling wider desire in, what we now call the global south for a peace settlement.
I'm glad you point me to China. There is a statement made by Wang Yi, the foreign minister, who is a very well-spoken, very articulate, and even trendy commentator in English to the Biden administration, out of the Trump administration. He made a remark in early July that the Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party and the government in Beijing, does not want to see Russia lose. That's the way he put it. Because, and this was the part that surprised me, because that would mean that the U.S. and its allies would turn their attention to China. The audience for that was clearly Washington. What does it mean? What's he talking about? Is he showing weakness? Is he pushing? Is this a message to the Kremlin? Settle?
He's saying what many Chinese have said to me, which is that, you know, we cannot see Russia defeated. But that, of course, is not the same thing as wanting to see Russia win. So what the Chinese have said to me is that they will not put pressure on Russia to make a deal that is unacceptable to Russia and that would constitute Russian defeat. But they have also said that they will not stand in the way of a peace settlement if Russia and the US can work one out. Nor indeed is it very easy to see how they could do so. So I think China is playing quite a cautious hand here. Although it has helped Russia, of course, it has not actually given the kind of massive aid to Russia that it could if it wanted to in terms of direct military supplies. China has no interest in a complete Russian victory, but also China is very wary of alienating the Europeans in particular and of facing European sanctions against China. So I think China has been playing a pretty cautious hand, actually.
Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, we've exhausted what we know about this potential meeting of the principals. Remarks by a man named Dmitry Medvedev, who momentarily was president of Russia in the first and second decade of the 21st century, is in the news for making incautious remarks. When we come back, what do they mean? What about the future after Putin? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.